AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a video from militants in Libya who claim loyalty to the Islamic State that claims to show the mass beheading of Coptic Christian hostages. The AP could not immediately verify the video. Militants in Libya claiming affiliation with the Islamic State group had been holding 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians hostage for weeks. The ceasefire in eastern Ukraine appears to be holding. There's been sounds of shelling in strategic railway hub of Debaltseve. Former British Defense Secretary Liam Fox doesn't think this ceasefire will hold.
I think we've been very lax for a long time. We watched the cyber attack on Estonia. We didn't respond to that. The Russian invasion of Georgia, we had a very muted response there. When they cut off Ukraine's gas, we did nothing. And I think that he's been emboldened by this.
He spoke to Sky News. The separatist stronghold of Donetsk was quiet this morning. No shelling from government forces. Danish police say the suspect in two deadly shootings in Copenhagen this weekend was a 22-year-old native of Denmark with a background in criminal gangs. The suspect, who police didn't identify, was shot dead by police early today. The government is releasing some long-awaited proposed rules for the use of drones. They will be able to do things like crop monitoring, aerial photography, and inspections of bridges and cell towers. Michael Droback with the Small Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Coalition says the proposed rules are a mixed bag, but essential to advancing the commercial use of drones.
This is a good first step. No matter what we think of the substance, getting these out was vital.
The rules are expected to take effect in 2 to 3 years. The snow is subsiding in New England. Another foot of snow is on the ground, but the Northeast is not out of the woods yet. Forecaster John Murray says severe cold is moving in.
Basically, we're expecting wind chills to be 15 to 25 degrees below zero.
This is AP Radio News. House Speaker John Boehner says the Department of Homeland Security could shut down at the end of the month because Senate Democrats won't accept a budget bill that includes overturning President Obama's executive actions on immigration.
The House has done its job under the Constitution. It's time for the Senate to do their job. Listen, I've got a tough job here. So does Senator McConnell. But Senate Democrats are the ones standing in the way. They're the ones jeopardizing funding.
Boehner was on Fox News Sunday. The NBA All-Star Game is tonight in New York at Madison Square Garden. It is All-Star Game number 11 for LeBron James.
Not just doing it in one season or one month. You have to do it year after year after year. You know, and when teams gun for you and you're still able to produce every single night, I think that's what defines it.
The game will be vintage New York, featuring performances by the Rockettes and some Broadway musical actors. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.